The Disability Royal Commission today revealed some of the disturbing practices that take place in group accommodation. Tens of thousands of Australians with disabilities call these places home, but the evidence given today describes restrictive practices that disability advocates call lawful violence. Julia Holman is covering the Disability Royal Commission for The World Today.
The Royal Commission this week is looking at group homes, which is where thousands of people with disabilities live. They started to spring up in the 60s in Australia with the hope that they provide better care than the institutions they replaced. But Senior Counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Kate Eastman, acknowledged they don't always provide a safe home.
What we want to do today is to start to ask the questions of why violence, abuse occur.
The Royal Commission heard evidence today about the use of restraints.
To me, when we give someone medication against their will, forcefully against their will, when we strap them down, when we hold them down, when we lock them in rooms, that is violence and abuse.
Dr. Claire Spivakovsky is a criminologist with the University of Melbourne. She described the legal use of these restraints within group homes, including chemical, mechanical and physical restraints.
These are things that many disability advocates and activists, scholars, including myself, would call disability-specific lawful violence. They are forms of violence and abuse, and if they happened in any other context or in relation to any other population, we would be outraged and we would be doing something about this.
She says disability advocates and academics in Victoria are concerned about how often these restraints, such as chemical castration and locking people in their rooms, are being used in group homes.
We do these things and we say it is okay because it sits in law, but it is not okay. If you want to get rid of restrictive practices, which I wish we would, it is also about getting rid of group homes.
The Royal Commission heard evidence that group homes do generally provide better care than institutions, but Dr. Ilan Wiesel from the School of Geography at Melbourne University argues most people with disabilities wouldn't choose to live there. And he says there needs to be a focus on finding housing for more than 100,000 people who aren't in appropriate accommodation.
What I would like to see from the Royal Commission is a very strong push for governments to come up with plans to address unmet need and to provide a supply of housing that is affordable for people with disability, that gives them choice about where they live, that is suitable for people in terms of their design, the management of their homes, that is well located, that is not segregated. If some people would choose to live in group homes, I mean, that should be an option that is provided, but other people should have many other housing options and housing and support options.
The Royal Commission's focus on group homes will continue all week.
Julia Holman, our reporter covering the Disability Royal Commission.